Coming up next is an episode of Fulfilling Lives with the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities, with the mission of bringing about a vibrant community where people lead fulfilling lives and make meaningful contributions.
Welcome to Fulfilling Lives, a program of the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. I'm Alicia Greenwood, your host today, and I hope everyone is enjoying the summer weather out there. I'm joined this morning by our guest, Lori Furbrush, who is the Assistive Technology Coordinator here at Fairfield DD. Welcome, Lori. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. We are going to talk this morning about some cool things that Lori does here. First, Lori, could you please give our listeners a brief description of what enabling technology is and the kinds of things you do here at Fairfield DD as our Assistive Technology Coordinator?
Absolutely. My main focus is to work with people who have been referred to me to assess and determine what enabling technology solutions might be appropriate for them to enhance independence in any area of life. That could be self-care, social interaction, work, school, and so on.
Thank you. Lori, you mentioned referrals. Could you briefly explain the referral process?
Sure. Anyone who currently receives services through Fairfield DD can speak with their individual support coordinator and have them make a referral. Also, individuals, family members, teachers, school districts, and anybody really can feel free to reach out to me directly to initiate a referral.
Great, thanks for the explanation. Let's get started by talking about enabling technology and what that means.
Well, by definition, the word enable means to make someone able to do something or to make something possible. And technology, even though most people really think of it as being some type of an electronic device, actually means using knowledge to develop tools to achieve goals in a way that can be repeated. So, basically, with enabling technology, we are using low or high-tech devices, whether they are purchased or made, to help support people to complete tasks or goals that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do without that technology. Here at Fairfield DD, there are three different categories that we look at when we are talking about enabling technology. Those are universal design, assistive technology, and remote supports. Let's first talk about universal design. This is using technology that is readily available to anyone, but then using special settings within the device, you can turn them on or off to support a specific need. For example, a smartphone, which many people use to communicate or to access email or different apps, might be difficult for somebody with a visual impairment to use. However, by turning on the built-in voiceover functions on an iPhone, for example, you can use that phone even if you are unable to see the screen, because voiceover gives you audible descriptions of what is on the screen, from who's calling to what app your finger is on. That's a quick snapshot of universal design. The second area I want to highlight is assistive technology. These are specially designed devices or services that enhance learning, working, and daily living skills for people with disabilities. A couple of examples of assistive tech devices are a robotic feeding device for someone who is unable to use their arms or hands to eat, or assistive technology could be a high-tech, dedicated communication device accessed by switch use or eye gaze so that someone who is non-speaking and physically unable to interact with the device by touching it is able to engage and communicate with others around them effectively. And finally, I also help coordinate remote support consultations for anyone who is looking to increase independence or reduce direct care staff in their home by using technology to provide similar supports from someone in a remote location. An example of remote supports could be, instead of needing staff to be in your home to provide prompts or to guide you to complete steps of tasks such as laundry or cooking, use of a camera or a tablet with a two-way communication program, something similar to FaceTime, can be used to interact with staff. There can also be scheduled times that remote support staff would call the person to check in or provide reminders, like when it's time to take medication. In some situations, using this remote support technology reduces the need for staff to physically come into someone's home. Remote support is a great technology option to enhance independence for some people.
Wow, Lori, that's a lot of information, and I appreciate you kind of laying out exactly what each of those are and giving us examples. So, someone who might be interested in learning more about a specific piece of technology, where would they be able to find out more information about it?
Well, just in January of this year, we opened up a smart tech space located at Forest Rose School. The intention is to use this simulated apartment space to help people learn about different types of enabling technology and how it can be used to increase independence. Technology in this space ranges from video doorbells to faucets, a microwave, a bed, and lights that are all activated by voice control, to tablets with different apps to support vision and communication needs. Anyone from the community is able to schedule a tour to explore or test out the different types of enabling technology. Again, I want to reiterate that anyone can schedule a tour to come check out this great technology. You do not have to be receiving services through Fairfield DD.
Wow, that space sounds really cool. I would appreciate a tour, an updated tour, because I have toured it, but it's been a while, so I'm excited to see some updates. So thank you for that. So anybody who is interested can schedule a tour of the Smart Tech area. Lori, can you explain to us how they would go about scheduling that tour or contacting you for that?
Sure. The best way to schedule a tour is by going to the Fairfield DD website, selecting resources from the drop-down menu, and then selecting enabling technology. If you scroll down that page a little bit, you will see a button that says schedule a tour. Click that button and you will fill out a form that will indicate your availability. When I receive that form, I will then reach out to you to set up a time for the tour. Or you can reach out to me via the contact information at the bottom of the enabling technology page of the Fairfield DD website.
Great. Thank you so much, Lori. I think I always say every time I hear you talk about things or give a presentation that I learn something new. Is there any other information that you would like our listeners to have or to know about enabling technology or really anything else that you do?
I would just like to remind everyone that technology is constantly changing. So please be open to exploring new options that might enhance independence. And also, please check out the Enabling Technology section of the Fairfield DD website, as there are links on that page to great enabling technology resources all throughout Ohio.
Wow, thanks Lori for all that information. You gave us so many tools and resources and great information. Listeners, if you would like to re-listen to this episode, we will be posting this on our website for you so that you can go back and hear about this information and where to find more information again on our webpage. So thanks so much, everybody, for joining us today. And thank you most of all, Lori, for taking the time to be here with us and provide us with all this great information and resources. Thanks for listening. I'm Alicia Greenwood, and this is Fulfilling Lives, a program of Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Have a great day, everyone.